times. The last thing we were talking about this morning, we're talking about spider webs, weren't we? And I asked you about the parts of trees underground. We talked about the trees. The last thing I think was about the kinds of shade trees in the neighborhood.
Yeah, shade trees. That might be your last question. Well, these out here is what's called a box elder. They have maples and sugar trees. Makes a good amount of shade. Ash makes a good shade. They grow up around limbs.
Now how about the tree that the creek's named after? The creek is named after...
I guess it'd be a sycamore.
Yeah, are there a lot of them in the valley?
Well, not too many around here. Bull here, there's lots of them. There's one or two back up here in the holler.
There's one other thing I want to ask you before I forget. Does this valley have a name as such, other than Little Sycamore?
Little Sycamore Valley is all I ever heard.
Okay. And does the hollow have a name? Do these hollows have names?
Here is what's called Hook Creek over here, holler, back over on the hill. Ridge, back of the ridge here.
Now most of the hollows, are they Walton's Ridge that you're talking about?
No, this is Little Ridge. Walton Ridge is on the other side of this Little Ridge.
But the hollows are usually named after the creeks that run out of them. Is that the usual?
Well, this is what they call Hook Creek over here. That's Hook Creek Hollow down on the first side of Little Ridge.
And now the kind of tree that George Washington chopped down.
What a cherry tree.
Yeah. And it's between a bush and a tree. They grow up on hills, and in August they get bright red. Some people talk about them as being poison. You get a rash from them anyway. I'm not sure if you get a rash from them or if they're poison. They have berries on them.
I don't know what it would be on it. We have a wax bottle, but that's not a tree.
This isn't really a tree either, but these get pretty tall. It's more of a bush in the fall, but it's often you see on a hill, they're just covered. The hills are just red with these. You know, the leaves turn bright red.
Wouldn't be a wild cherry, I think, huh?
Now, do you know either shoemake or sumac?
Yeah, I know a shoemake.
Okay, how would you describe a shoemake?
Well, he's a little bush, sprangles out and has a big bloom on him.
What color is the bloom?
I mean, berries.
Berries.
Red, that might be what you...
Uh-huh. The leaves turn red, though, in the fall, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay. And then some other kinds of vines or bushes that people get a rash from.
That's what I call poison vine, I guess. Poison oak.
What's the difference between the two?
Now that I couldn't tell.
Okay.
I think it's the same thing, except some call it poison oak and some call it just poison vine.
Three-leaf poison vine and five-leaf poison vine. I've heard people...
The five-leaf are poisonous.
I see.
It's just a vine, but the three-leaf has there's a bunch of seeds on them. These are poisonous.